Time now for your comments. Responses to a report on the controversy surrounding breastfeeding advocates and infant formula companies. Gina Solinger of Florence, South Carolina, is a registered nurse. She says formula companies are incredibly transparent in their criticism of the well-researched benefits of breastfeeding. In her words, formula companies want only to sell their product and have proven they will use any means to do that. 24-year-old Navy veteran Doug Thompson of Mansanola, Colorado, called with a clarification. He heard a report on the Navy's relaunching of the search mission for its first submarine, the USS Alligator. The story included a reference to the famous Confederate submarine, the H.L. Hunley.
You mentioned that the CSS Hunley sank a battleship. Well, she didn't. She sank a warship. Battleships are a type of warship, and not all warships are battleships.
Webster's Collegiate Dictionary says, a warship is simply a Navy vessel, but a battleship is of the most heavily armed and armored class. In 1864, the H.L. Hunley sank the Union USS Housatonic, a small warship with guns on only one deck. Another clarification in a story on amusement park safety. John McChesney said Knott's Berry Farm is in Anaheim, California. It is actually in neighboring Buena Park. Resident Cynthia Mueller says while Buena Park and Knott's Berry Farm may not be as big as Anaheim or Disneyland, it is a separate community, and for the natives it is worth noting the distinction. A few of you were not happy with Juan Williams' obituary highlighting the lesser-known individuals who died last year. Tom Hartig of Orlando, Florida, observes the overwhelming majority of the people profiled were men. Hartig says, Juan must have reviewed at least 30 lives and only two were women's. That's not even trying. Some listeners were captivated by Rene Montaigne's interview with David Barron on his book, The Beast in the Garden. Barron's book has real-life stories of mountain lions straying into Boulder, Colorado and attacking people. Fred Young of Seattle asks, who is the beast in the garden? As long as there is uncontrolled sprawl and encroachment on wild areas, I'm cheering for the mountain lion. Many of you enjoyed hearing the celesta on Morning Edition. It's the instrument that plays the part of the Sugar Plum Fairy in Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. Some listeners wrote in about pop and jazz recordings that also feature the celesta, and the one most cited was this piece by Thelonious Monk, Panonica, from the Brilliant Corners album. Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.